the cost issue, so that any intervention, yes, look at the science behind it, look at the outcome, but I think any intervention, any studies that are put together now have got to have a cost-benefit associated with them, so you're not spending unnecessary time, effort and resource on something that's futile. It's difficult, but I think we've got to take, and I appreciate what Andy is saying, it is difficult, but I think we have to take some initiative and some responsibility for this, so we are aware of what we're doing. When I was a senior registrar and spent 6 months at MD Anderson, it was striking to see that the patient went around with their three sheets of paper, which were actually photocopied paper, that you could write on, and they were just handed over every time they had an investigation. So the box was ticked. Every time something was done, the box was ticked, which totted up the cost. And the back sheet went to the finance department so that everybody knew what they were doing and how much it was costing the institution. Do you need to do the extra CT scan just to be on the safe side to check? Is it actually going to make a difference to your management? And I would submit you've got to think very, very carefully. We do work on algorithms of treatment from a multidisciplinary team point of view, but I do think we should be looking very carefully at the combination approaches we use for investigating patients. That is an education for us, not only for those who are trained, but I think it has to come into discussion for the trainees. And therein lay the issue of communication, so that patients recognise, you have these conversations, patients, well, can I not have an investigation to check I haven't got cancer elsewhere? Well, we know biologically you won't. So what's the point of putting you through an investigation that's not necessary?